Para mi familia, siempre estoy en mi mejor momento. Por eso también quiero lo mejor en mi cocina. Y eso significa solamente huevos de Eggland Best. Siempre tienen un sabor tan fresco y delicioso, con 6 veces más vitamina D, 10 veces más vitamina E y 25% menos grasas saturadas que los huevos comunes. Entonces, ¿por qué darle menos a tu familia cuando pueden tener lo mejor? Eggland Best. Mejor sabor, mejor nutrición, mejores huevos.
We're always told by politicians that the family farm is the backbone of America, and that's always sort of been the feeling until recently out there in Fauquier County. We've got a handful of farmers who literally brought pitchforks to a county supervisor's hearing because one of their own, Martha Benetta, over there at Liberty Farms in Paris, Virginia, is racking up a potential $2 million in fines because some of the activities that she did on her farm, which she says are just pretty normal farming activities, well, they weren't done under the proper county permit. Well, to explain this is Martha Benetta. She joins us now. Thanks for joining us, Martha.
Good morning. I love your show. Thank you for having me.
Oh, well, thank you. So what are you doing out there? How do you rack up $2 million in fines from the county?
Well, it shouldn't be this hard to grow and sell tomatoes on Virginia farmland, that's for sure. You know, what happened is that we were threatened with up to $15,000 a day in fines, and the county never retracted the violation notice. And after all this time, it would exceed $2 million in fines. If we were to calculate it, you know, up to $15,000 a day.
I see.
Since the violation was issued. And I am still in litigation. But, you know, it's part of the American dream. Farmers are the backbone and heartbeat of our nation. And it's very hard work to be a family farmer. And so much is unpredictable. The weather, end rot, all kinds of different, things that can affect your harvest. And my family purchased Liberty Farm in 2006. We started farming. And agritourism is so critical to the family farmer to be viable on the land, to get the public to come to the farm and have access to locally produced farm goods. So we had pumpkin patches, pumpkin carvings, hay rides. We had a birthday party for 8 10-year-old little girls. We engaged in agritourism because we wanted the public and we want the public to experience a local, hardworking family farm. So, and the government came in and shut us down.
And I get that. And so, but so I guess is the argument from the county here that as soon as you open up your farm outside of just, raising animals or food for yourself or for sale, when you open it up to the agritourism and you have families and people coming onto your farm, you've now entered into a public accommodation. So you've got to pull certain permits, and also your neighbors are going to say, well, we're going to have all this traffic here. Tourists are coming by. You know, they have a say in that, or do they not?
Well, we're surrounded by thousands and thousands of acres of beautiful Virginia farmland, production agriculture farmland. And so in terms of, and we're on two major roadways where thousands of cars come by a day. What we do is open up the farm to the public, and that's as American as apple pie. And the extent to which the county came after us is what most like having a small, like having an amusement park you'd have to go through. Site plans, special exception permits, administrative permits, full-blown hearings.
Wow.
That would cost, $30,000 or more.
And all you really wanted to do was have some kids be able to interact with some farm animals, right?
Exactly. And, we had 8 10-year-old little girls in the middle of January in a barn playing with newborn baby lamb.
Mm.
And, when the government comes in and starts to regulate something that's as American as apple pie, that's wholesome, that's good for the community, good for the consumer, too, we have a serious problem in our nation because there's a war on the American farmer, and we should be doing everything we can to save our family farmers and not try and shut them down.
Well, how's this going to end up, do you think?
Well, we're still in litigation, and I'm so proud of the Commonwealth of Virginia because of our efforts and the efforts of thousands upon thousands of Virginians and that crossed party lines. Because, farming and access to locally produced food and a vibrant local food economy is really a nonpartisan issue. We were able to pass legislation to help protect small family farmers, and I'm humbled and honored. The bill is called the Benetta Bill, and it prevents localities from coming in and over-regulating farmers. And it provides for really untold opportunity by making agritourism an accepted, acknowledged part of farming. And, of course, we are in a right-to-farm commonwealth, like nearly every state in the nation is a right-to-farm state. And so our efforts now allow to not have to farm in fear. So when you wake up in the morning and you start working hard on the farm, you don't have to be scared or live in fear of, oh my goodness, when's the government going to come in and shut me down or impose thousands and thousands and thousands of fines on our family and our ability to grow food for the community.
Our guest is Martha Bonanno. She is a Virginia farmer over there at Liberty Farm in Paris, Virginia. Who do you think's behind this? I mean, you know, you drive through Fauquier County, parts of Fairfax County, Loudoun County, and in Maryland as well, out there in Frederick and Montgomery County. I love driving through the rural roads, and it seems like every farm has a sign out there that says, you know, come on in and check out the alpacas. And that, I mean, everybody does this. Do you think that this is just some nosy neighbors who were angry at you? Or do you think it's a...
Without question, we have realtors as neighbors that tried to purchase my mortgage, really did some horrendous things, horrible things. They worked hand-in-hand with an environmental group to try and force us off our land. And this went on for about 10 years. And the hardship and suffering and burden and really heartbreak that my family experienced because these folks came after us and really wanted us off our land... that shouldn't happen anywhere in America, and you know, it's my hope and prayer that no family has to suffer the way we did.
And so they sicked the government on you.
Oh,
man.
Well, you know, in this case, they wanted to install 24/7 video cameras to spy on our family and our farm.
Yeah.
They demanded to inspect our closets and photograph our laundry. I mean, horrible things. I mean, you know, what was our crime? Selling organic vegetables and opening up the farm to families and children to experience a hardworking farm. I mean, when you get to that point, we're in serious trouble as a nation, and I'm just very grateful and blessed that, you know, Virginia is leading the way with legislation to help protect family farmers.
Well, if people wanted to support you and your effort and your family farm, you've got a Liberty Farm Festival coming up on September 10th.
Hold on. Martha, have you pulled the permits for this farm festival? Because Brian and I don't want to be unindicted co-conspirators here, all right? Don't drag us into your thing here.
Right. Well, thankfully, Virginia is a right-to-farm state because of the Bonetta bill that was passed, thanks to wonderful legislators in the General Assembly and thousands of Virginians. So, agritourism is an accepted part of farming.
Right, so this Liberty Farm Festival you got coming up on September 10th, it's clean. It's going to be fine, right?
Yeah, yes, absolutely.
And they're going to have a pumpkin chunker.
Yes, we have farm-made pumpkin chunkers. And it's tons of fun. You pitch the pumpkins, and then the goats and the sheep come, and they eat the pumpkin seeds and the pumpkin meat. And
who needs Netflix when you got that going on in the backyard, right there?
All right,
you chuck a pumpkin, and then a sheep comes and eats it.
You throw it at like 100 yards. That'd be awesome. Yeah.
Can you use the stem as sort of? This is like an Olympics.
No, it's a machine that chunks it out there.
Oh.
We're so excited, and it's going to be tons of fun. It's September 10th, 12 to 6 at Liberty Farm, and the website is www.libertyfarmfestival.com.
Yeah, with a website. Yeah, Martha. Well done.
Make a run to Paris on the 10th.
That's right. You can go to Paris for the day.
Virginia. Yeah. All right. Thank you for that, and good luck. And go to the farm festival. She's got to pay off the fine somehow.
Yeah.
But, you know.
All right.